Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
When I was in Australia, it didn't take long for the advertisements to come to me via email and social media that were specifically Australian. The internet knows where I am. Clothes were still fashionable, but rather than for warmth, now they were for cool. Places to visit and things to do reflected summer rather than winter. I could buy a range of cars from dealers and access services close to me in Australia, and food and wine are food and wine, and to be enjoyed wherever you are. There is a good aspect to global communications. Lutheran Radio UK is one of them. And there is a good aspect even of surveillance. But there is a not-so-good aspect as well. For whose benefit do such activities exist? Long before the internet, people could be watched through levels of bureaucracy, many of them secret, with files kept, often with an atmosphere of fear throughout the country. Today we teach our children, and may need reminding ourselves, that the internet never forgets. And there are more discussions about one's rights to privacy these days. After all, who watches the watchman? It is an ipso facto dimension of Christianity that God watches us, knows us, not just where we are, but on the inside as well, and that we can't hide from Him, no matter how much people shut their eyes, put their fingers in their ears and say repeatedly, "There is no God, there is no God, there is no God." However, it is the nature of the watching and the reason for it that still causes people trouble. For whose benefit does God watch us? Christians would actually intensify the question, why does God watch us? And that answer takes us to Jesus and amazing grace. This undeserved and often incomprehensible love, however, is more than observation. Oh, look at what the humans are doing now. How cute, how sad. This love is action, even sacrifice. Because we have ruined and wrecked ourselves and our planet, and we suffer the consequences. One of which is a mindset that we define reality. When the truth is, we live in relationships and on a planet that are given to us. We don't create them. Who chose their parents? This amazing grace of God leads Him to rescue us from the life we live, the existence we have in this world, so that we can have life and have it abundantly, said Jesus in John chapter 10. People by nature don't like this message, especially when it means that God not only watches us, but holds us accountable for living. But that message of amazing grace is the best antidote and comforter we can have, for God does know where we are and who we are, and He has done something about it. God watches us for our benefit. That's amazing grace. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, since You know that we cannot put our trust in anything we do, mercifully defend us by Your power against all evil that opposes us, against ourselves and our behavior, and anchor us in the truth of Your amazing grace, seen in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Through Him we pray. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.